This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Coming up tonight, we can talk about Huawei, which is set an electronic cell phone kind of manufacturer out of China.
Yeah, I think they're huge. Yeah. So they probably do all sorts of things like tablets and phones and...
So
who knows what else?
One of their executives is in some hot water here in the United States, and Chris, you've got the story about that. Plus, Alex Jones is, I guess, kissing and making up with Joe Rogan. Vincent, you'll tell us why that even matters. If it does, we'll get into that story as well. But actually, over the past couple of days, there's been a story I've wanted to cover, but we didn't get to it. Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un had another meeting this week. And unfortunately, it did not go as well as I think some people were hoping that it would go. For others, they probably said, yeah, this is about what they expected, which is to say that it ended sooner than they planned it to. There was a level of an impasse that was reached between the two government heads. I don't like calling them leaders, because I don't want to follow government people. I don't want to follow politicians in my life. And so it bothers me whenever it is the news media refers to these people as leaders. Of course, I think Kim Jong-un's actual title is Supreme Leader. So, like, if you were to call him what he's called in North Korea, that is his actual title. And so the story here is from the Daily Mail over in the UK. Donald Trump's talks with Kim Jong-un ended abruptly on Thursday. As the president said, he was forced to walk away after the North Korean dictator demanded that all sanctions be lifted in return for giving up only some of his nukes. Now, apparently the North Koreans came out later on and said that's not what Kim was asking for, that Kim only wanted some of the sanctions to go away. But regardless, Trump said the final snag that caused the sudden breakdown was over sanctions and Kim's push to have all of them lifted in exchange for a concession Trump and his Secretary of State could not live with. Quote, "Sometimes you have to walk away," Trump told reporters at a press conference in Hanoi that was abruptly moved up after a breakdown in talks. He expressed his hope that the two leaders would meet again, but acknowledged, quote, "It might be soon, it might not be for a long time, I can't tell you." So, yeah, okay, so last year, for those that don't know, for maybe if you haven't been following this situation, it was back in April, May, June. I think the meeting was actually in June, but for a couple months prior, kind of knew it was going to happen, that Trump was going to meet with Kim Jong-un. And, you know, to his credit, it was pretty important. Like, it was a historic meeting. It was kind of, you know, a big step in the process of North and South Korea actually ending the war that technically is still going. I mean, there's not shots being fired, but it's still technically a war between the two countries. They have a demilitarized zone and, you know, everything is, they're still at war. And so they are now, you know, pledging that they're going to be ending that war. They pledged that last year. Kim Jong-un pledged towards denuclearization, and North Korea has taken a couple of steps, not a whole lot of them in the area of denuclearization, but they have taken a few steps to sort of show symbolically that they're looking to, you know, heal the wounds that exist between them and South Korea.
You know, what a good counterpoint, I think, in the negotiations are is U.S. denuclearization.
U.S. denuclearization?
Yeah, so North
Korea. The U.S. dollar?
No, the U.S. U.S. has nukes, right?
Yeah, I heard. I thought you said USD. Oh, U.S.
Nuclearize the USD.
Right, I see.
So
you said U.S.
Kim
denuclearization.
Should respond saying, yeah, if you lift our sanctions and denuclearize yourself, we'll get rid of our nukes.
That would be awesome.
They can't. The U.S. is not going to go for that.
No,
that's,
of course
that's the
not.
Thing. So the question
the
is,
U.S. government
why,
wants to be number
should,
one.
Why should North Korea accept it?
Well, the pitch that Trump has made to Kim, and they started this last year with a video that they made for him, basically a propaganda piece that they made just for Kim Jong-un to kind of show him what North Korea could be if, for instance, the sanctions against North Korea were lifted.
Well, and that's what was promised to Gaddafi if he got rid of his WMDs, and then, you know, look what happens a few years later. He got regime changed, and he got sodomized with a bayonet. And Marco, and I think, Paul, I don't know if this contributed to it, but, you know, you have all these regime changers in the Trump administration. You have John Bolton, you have Elliot Abrams, and then you had just a few days ago, Marco Rubio tweeted out a picture, and this was to Venezuela, this was to Maduro, but it, you know, applies to all the, you know, the, quote, rogue regimes U.S. is against.
Yeah.
He said, you know, before and after, and it showed a picture of Gaddafi as president, and then it showed a picture of his death video where he was stabbed in bad places with bayonet. So when you have U.S. policymakers with that sort of rhetoric, you know, no wonder Kim Jong-un doesn't want to get rid of the only deterrent his country has against U.S. Invasion.
Yeah, right. you know what should be added to that demand is the technological sophistication, not the technology, just the technology, not the actual, you know, planes and bombs and things like that. Just the technology to build it themselves in exchange as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they would have a deterrent to a U.S. invasion.
So the situation last year was, you know, Trump pitched Kim Jong-un on this vision of greater economic strength for North Korea, which isn't false, right? Like if the sanctions were lifted against North Korea, and it was easier for people around the world to do business with North Korea, then that would certainly help them economically. So that much is true. And so they were trying to appeal to Kim Jong-un's sense of wanting to be seen as a good leader of North Korea, you know, beyond just the brainwashing that has gone on there amongst the people, but to actually have brought prosperity or to have assisted in allowing people to be prosperous in North Korea was kind of the pitch that they were making to him.
I mean, doesn't this seem kind of weird to you, given that he's a dictator?
What do you mean?
I mean, how do you be a good dictator?
Well, I mean, you can actually argue that a benevolent dictator is a better situation than democracy.
I think you're right, but it's...
He's not a good one.
I mean, you know, how many dictators can you point to in history and say that was a good dictator?
No, you can't point to many of them, but there is supposedly the Prince of Liechtenstein is pretty libertarian. That's what I've heard.
The president of the it's like, you know, this is during, you know, the Cold War, I think, there's many of them, or, you know, many of them relatively, where you had, like, the president of the Philippines who was just able to maintain order, and you had there used to be a dictatorship in South Korea, and they, you know, made sure back when South Korea was less developed than North Korea, it was under a dictatorship. And some would even say that Chile was able to stabilize itself with Augusto Pinochet at the helm compared to, you know, the socialist there. So, I mean, like, good dictators, like, they've all obviously done terrible things, right, in order to either get to power and stay in power. But it's, you know, what they do. Like, if they stabilize things, I mean, some would even say Saddam Hussein compared to, like, what we have now, you know, ISIS and the radicals was a good
I want
to
know what leader,
Iraq.
Period, has not done, you know, bad things in their quest to seek power in the first place.
Ron like, Paul.
Whether, yeah.
He wasn't a leader, maybe. He was a representative.
Well, they all call the news media calls all these people leaders. It's,
I mean, right? whether you're elected, or whether you take charge violently, I'm not entirely sure that there isn't a.
They've all got blood on their hands, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to point out here. It's like, yeah, okay, so you got elected. Okay, so there was no blood in getting elected, but then you went to war and you killed more people than the dictators do usually.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
I mean, Trump's a killer too. He's ordered
Sure.
You know, he's ordered drones dropping bombs on people in the Middle East, and by no means has he been the peace president that he promised to be. But that said, I don't think there's anything wrong with pointing out when a politician gets something right. And, you know, Obama got a few things right, like when he let some people out of prison. Toward the end of his term, including Chelsea Manning, for
instance.
That's
right.
So, I mean, Obama got a few things right. Trump has gotten a few things right. The meeting with Kim Jong-un in 2018 was a good one, and they signed an accord, and intended to move towards denuclearization, and they did shut down one facility, from what I understand. But of course, the argument was they were going to do it anyway, or whatever.
I mean, we've had this. We had this with Clinton though too. So it's not.
No,
like
you didn't. Not with North Korea.
Didn't Clinton?
No. No one
before
Trump.
Someone said he helped them. In fact,
no one before.
I thought
Trump.
We had an agreement with North Korea.
No one.
Prior, but it was
no president.
But it's not a good one.
No president before Trump. There was an agreement North Korea didn't honor in the past with the U.S., but Clinton never met with anybody.
I wasn't suggesting
that. He never met
the
president. We're coming up.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. We can talk more on the way about Trump, Kim Jong-un, and their second big meeting that happened this week. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are interested in learning the basics about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, it's not too late. I know it's been a decade already since Bitcoin came out, but it's still pretty early on in everything. If you think about how long credit cards have been around or how long checks have been around. Gold and silver, I mean, for instance, those things have been around forever.
Yeah, weren't credit cards around since like the 1920s?
Really? I thought 30s? They started in the 50s, but I wouldn't
know. Might be the 50s. I just remember it was a really long time ago.
It's a long time. Yeah, before all of our lifetime.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, 10 years in the scheme of money, it's not a long time.
Nothing
so
at
we're
all.
Still early on in this whole Bitcoin thing. And remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. In fact, they're divisible down to 8 points. So learn the basics. You probably don't know enough about it if you're brand new. Go to Bitcoin.com. They've got a good Bitcoin Academy there. Plus, they've got the latest news headlines. You can engage with the community on the Bitcoin Forum. There's also information on how to choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and how you can spend it as well at Bitcoin.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to David in New Hampshire, listening online. Go ahead, David.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, there is apparently a new push to decriminalize sex work in New Hampshire.
Really?
So I guess 2 years, maybe 4 years ago, Elizabeth Edwards, a free stater who was elected to the legislature, I think she moved it forward a little bit, maybe was part of a bill.
Yeah, she put a couple of bills forward to do some decrim on prostitution.
I feel like I've been to one of the meetings.
You might have.
At some point or other.
It didn't pass, unfortunately, but it, you know, got a conversation started, and it's important for somebody to do that. She is not in that office anymore. She decided she didn't want to run again for a third term. So what's going on now?
Well, it's developed. There is follow-up. I guess there is an organization called Decriminalized Sex Work, and they have set up an office in Concord or somewhere in New Hampshire, and they have two lobbyists, official, you know, hired lobbyists.
Ooh,
now.
Wow.
They're going to try and work and make this move a little bit forward. I guess they've sort of made the same discovery that the Free Staters made the hard way, and that is you want freedom, you don't go through the Democratic Party to get it. It seems like the Republican Party is the way to go, so they hired two Republican lobbyists, or at least your Republican-tied lobbyists, to be the ones to push this forward.
Well, I mean, obviously the Democrats in New Hampshire are a stronghold. They've got a lot of power, and they're well-organized. But I don't think that means that liberty-minded folks or libertarians who move here shouldn't get involved in the Democratic Party. I mean, the more that we can water them down, the better. I mean, that's the way the Democrats and the Republicans have been treating the libertarians at the national level for years, is they've been invading the Libertarian Party. So there's nothing wrong with us doing the same thing, I think, to both of the parties. Let's turn them both more pro-freedom.
I feel like the Democrats used to be better, and they've just gotten really lousy over the years. And now it's like, you know, they're really hostile to freedom. It's I don't know. It seems like the opposite has occurred over the years, and the Republicans used to be more hostile to freedom.
Well, the Republicans in other places are certainly pretty hostile towards freedom, but in New Hampshire they do tend to be more freedom friendly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some of the things I've seen the Democrats try and push through in bills have been really pretty hostile to freedom.
I think they just passed an income tax recently, if I'm not mistaken.
They're trying to tax businesses, I believe, now, right?
It wouldn't surprise me. I think there already is some kind of business tax.
Yeah, there is. But it's like they're trying to raise it or something.
So, David, what is exactly the proposal that's being made? Is there a piece of legislation, or is the news that there's now a lobbying group?
I haven't seen any legislation. The union leader article about this kind of made it sound ominous, you know, as authoritarians are wont to do when a liberty idea is first proposed. Oh my God, the children! But within, you know, over time, the more it comes up, the more it gets mainstream, and eventually, oh yeah, we all thought that way the whole time. We were never against this. So it's just going to be a process of 10 or 15 years probably, and eventually I think we'll see something happen.
Unfortunately, you're right. That's probably how long these things take.
Slow going.
If you look at like medical marijuana, for instance, it was probably a 10 to 15 year at least long process where basically you have to educate these octogenarian, septuagenarian state representatives and explain to them that, hey, look, there's no victim over here. These people aren't They're not slaves. They're not sex trafficked. They're not, you know, doing this against their will. There's this misconception that's very common within politics that everybody who's a prostitute's there because some pimp's got a gun to her head.
Well, you know,
it's not true.
There's a lobby on the other side, and it's trying to criminalize it. So, and that's why I think why we have the problems that we do. I mean, think about all the money that's going into the, you know, the policing industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think those people, how do you think those people keep their jobs? It's by promoting this fear, whether it's marijuana or it's sex.
Right.
They have to keep promoting the fear because otherwise, you know, they're not going to have a job or they're not going to be able to work the overtime. And that's so we continue to see them lobby for this.
Well, the cops want to keep their power. They absolutely
do.
And they're willing to lie in order to keep their power. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. It's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Let's go to Bill. He's listening to KABQ, now airing us live on weeknights in Albuquerque. Hello, Bill. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you? I just wanted to, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, I listen to a lot of talk radio. And one thing that I've noticed is that all the radio hosts that I hear, they allow the talking points to stay at the point of mention and never follow through with it. You know,
what do you mean by
that?
Can you give me an example?
I'll give you an example. You just said that Trump went to North Korea in 2018 and he signed a treaty. Well, he didn't sign a treaty. He wanted to sign a treaty. He signed a paper, but the treaty never became true. Same thing with
use the term treaty, I'd like to apologize. I think I thought I meant to say agreement.
I don't think that's what you said.
You were kind of giving him kudos, which I appreciate your candor to do that, but he didn't do anything. He went over there, had dinner, signed a paper, nothing happened out of it. So I think it's important to follow through with it and point that out.
When you say
example,
nothing happened out of it, I mean, you do know that they took down the propaganda speakers on both sides of the Southern and Northern Korean DMZ, that North Korea actually moved their time zone back to match up with South Korea's time zone, which was a ridiculous, you know, symbolic thing that they changed several years ago.
Right.
They let go three prisoners of war from North Korea to the United States. So, I mean, you can't really say that nothing has happened.
Well, but couldn't Mike Pompeo have gone over there and done that? Trump didn't do anything.
I don't know. Trump wanted to go do it. Who cares? What's the matter?
Let me give you a better example. When Republicans say that we're going to take their guns away, nobody has ever said that. Ever has ever said we're going to come and take everybody's guns. And that's what they pitch all day long, every day. And all that. We're going to give
Dianne Feinstein said she'd like to see that happen. She says if they had enough votes, it would have been a door-to-door confiscation.
I'm saying the Democratic debate. You and me, we're not saying that. Ever.
All right, I want you to hang on, Bill, because stand by here if you want. I'd like to continue the conversation because I think it's interesting. Appreciate hearing from you, so hang on. More with Bill, hopefully, here in just a moment. 855-450, free like freedom. He's saying the Democratic base doesn't want to take people's guns away. Is that true? Well, I mean, everybody's an individual, so maybe he doesn't want to, but he's not a politician. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's vice president speaks at the largest annual gathering of conservative leaders in America as Vice President Mike Pence tells the crowd at CPAC just outside Washington today.
The truth is, we want to make poor people richer. They want to make rich people poorer. We want to make poverty more rare. They want to make poverty more comfortable. That's a choice we face today, men and women, between freedom and socialism, between personal responsibility and government dependence.
The CPAC convention wraps up tomorrow, but not before President Trump delivers an address to the gathering for the second consecutive year. The Trump administration is planning to end large-scale joint military exercises with South Korea to help ease tensions with North Korea, and the White House says it will also save the United States a lot of money. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Whether you want to talk about the Trump-Kim Jong summit that fell short of some expectations, that happened this week. We can continue that discussion or whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
And liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, you ought to go over to liberty.menu where you can put in the things that you do. Maybe you're a digital content creator, maybe you organize an event, or maybe you're a business person and you want new liberty-minded folks to come into your business. This is a good way to get those folks' attention. Go to liberty.menu and you can list yourself there. It's totally free, so we can't give you a discount because it's free, but you can use code FTL to get a special listener badge on liberty.menu. As we go back to Bill in Albuquerque listening to KABQ. Bill, you'd called in mentioning something about talking points, and I'm not really sure the point you were driving at, but I wanted to make sure you had a chance to really get your thoughts out there. So please, go ahead.
Well, the point is that we allowed them to, or the Republicans, to say things that are talking points. We're going to take your guns. We're going to give you free stuff all the time. We climate change doesn't exist. The health care is the government control. All these things, and that's not the truth. That's not what we're saying. We're saying we want health care, but we want the government.
Now hold on. Let me clarify something here. When you say we're not saying these things, are you speaking for more than one person? Are you speaking for a group of people?
I'm speaking for what I hear from Democrats all over. over the place. Nobody has ever said we're going to take the guns. We want the guns taken away from people that are mentally sick, that people that have AK-47s with. What do you mean, who decides?
The politicians decide, right? You're going to let politicians decide who's mentally sick? I mean, you're putting the sick in charge of the sick in that case.
No, well, the doctor decides who's mentally sick, and that person can't buy a gun.
That's not how it actually works in practice.
What do you mean?
I mean, look at New Hampshire. I mean, I don't know what it's like elsewhere, but I know a lot of places you end up going to, like, the sheriff or some sort of local police that has to, like, approve or disapprove whether or not you can get a gun.
Okay, but why do they insist on not having background checks? What's the problem with background checks? 80% of people say, sure, have background checks.
I'd like to see those numbers, but I mean, for most people I know who oppose background checks, it's because it's a backdoor for registry.
Yeah. What do you mean by that? Backdoor for registry?
Well, I mean, like, you know, every time you buy a gun, say, like, I think this new house bill, it says if you buy it from a private person or online, you need a background check. So by having your name, you know, some sort of database, your name, it says, what you're buying, if you have a criminal record. Through each background check, they could catalog each person who buys a gun, what sort of gun, where they live. And, yeah, it's just too much of a liability for...
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's because if in the event they want martial law, or they just want to get rid of dissidents, then they have a list of every single gun owner in the county or in the state or everywhere. Actually, that's what they want.
Who has this list? Where's the government would have it.
I think it's NICS.
When did martial law come into the equation?
Well, I mean, that's exactly what they're going to do if martial law is ever declared. They're going to see everyone who has a gun, and then they're going to go and confiscate it or kill them.
Well, I mean, it's not unheard of for the government in the United States to use lists to go after people, right? I mean, they rounded up Japanese Americans and German Americans back in World War II. Did you support that too, Bill?
No, I don't support that. Of course I don't.
You don't support that. Okay, good.
But, you know,
Don't you think it's a bad thing to give governments information about people? Because governments, you know, they're violent. They hurt peaceful people. That's not okay, is it?
Yeah, most of the lists we have are bad. And it's not just these lists. It's other lists as well.
I've been in this country for 42 years. When has the government come after people to hurt them? I don't understand.
Well, they do it every day. I mean, there's 50,000 no-knock raids against people, mostly peaceful people, across the United States on the claim that they have drugs.
There are lists out there that, you know, with good intent, but they actually have been used to harm people that they were intended to help.
How about the sex offender lists that are putting...
I come from a country that has no rule and no government, and people do whatever the hell they want, and it's
where
chaos.
Is this?
The government has
sign me
the
up.
The government has to be in. What's that?
I said, where is this? Sign where you? Is this? Huh?
I'm from Colombia.
You're claiming Colombia has no government.
Well, they have government. Yeah, they have laws, and they have the pretty Senate and the whole thing. But nobody follows the rules because there's no enforcement. There's no regulation. There is no government to enforce it because you pay somebody $50 and they can do whatever they want to do.
Oh, so what you're saying is the government's there, it's just that they're more obvious about being willing to take a bribe.
Yeah.
Okay. So just because the government in the United States is better about hiding the fact that they're willing to take bribes, that makes you think that there's a government here, but there's not one there?
I'm not saying that they don't take bribes here. I'm saying that here, the government, the part of it that works very well.
What part works? Right. Give me an example.
So you're.
I want to hear an example of what part works and it works well.
The transportation system, the education system, the healthcare system.
Okay, let's just take one of them. You want to start with transportation? I mean, what part do you think works well? Are the roads in really good shape there in Albuquerque?
Perfect shape.
Really? That's pretty amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah. I lived in Minneapolis. I lived in Minneapolis for 15 years. Perfect.
Yeah? Whew, perfect. That's amazing. Maybe we are living in the wrong place here, guys, because the roads are crap here in every place I've ever been.
Well, you know, we do live in a very socialist part of New Hampshire.
New Hampshire's obvious. Well, it's because of the winter and potholes and everything.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, the roads weren't in great shape down in Florida either.
Well,
Okay, we have a frequent caller who always complains about it.
Hold on. Are you saying, though, Bill, that people can't build roads without the government? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because the government sets the regulation on how a road in New Hampshire is exactly as a road in Albuquerque or in Los Angeles.
You know, there's lots of private roads out there. And a lot of the roads that were built, interstate roads that were built, before the government got involved were toll roads, and they were private as well.
And the government took them.
They were. And were they as good as today? No, they
weren't. Yeah, they were better than they are today.
Well, they probably
were. To the extent that they
were. I want to talk about the education part, but I'll
yeah, we can get
through transportation first.
So,
okay, can I give you a website?
Sure, yeah, go for it.
Okay, let me go to this website. And
does it end in .gov?
What I say. it's called progressivism for dummies. .com.
Okay. Well, what am I going to learn there?
Take a look. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that's a veiled insult.
I'm not sure what you're.
No. So you know, for dummies, it's a handbook guide where it's like a simple,
It's not an
thing.
Insult. Okay. Why are you so defensive with the martial law and everything? My God.
What?
Why are you so defensive? There's no insult anywhere.
You're the one defending the government, dude. I mean, I'm not sure what you're talking about defensive.
You're
the one defending institutionalized coercion against your neighbors. That's what you're doing.
I'm not defending the government at all.
You just told me that it's because of the government that we have, supposedly great roads and great education and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Do you really believe that it's the government is why people are getting a good education in the United States?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Vincent, you said you wanted to address...
Issue? Well, I mean, I've not only just been recently in the U.S. education system, I also work in it, and, I think I'll have to do just a quick sample here. According to the Department of Education, there's 32 million adults in the United States who can't read.
Yeah.
And, 50% of U.S. adults can't... 50% of U.S. adults can't read a book written at an eighth grade level. So, the Department of Education, the government's in charge of everyone's education, right? Unless you opt out to homeschool or go to a private school, most people receive a government education. You have all these people who are illiterate.
I must live in a bubble then somehow I must live in a bubble because the roads here are perfect. My daughter is an attorney. My other daughter is an anthropologist. They went to the public school. They went to the University of New Mexico, which is a public school.
I'm sure he lives in a private gated community.
I'll give you another chance. I enjoy a good challenge here, so if you want to stand by, you can. If not, I understand. More coming up here, possibly, with Bill on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email matt@peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Look, I got plenty of bad things to say about Donald Trump. I mean, like I said earlier, he has, ordered people to be murdered by the U.S. military, just as his predecessors, Barack Obama and George W. Bush did, and, you know, of course, other presidents before that, as well. So, I mean, by no means is he a peace president, as he promised that he would be. But I said something nice about him coming through with the meeting with Kim Jong-un last year. I thought that was, it seemed like the right thing to do. It was the first time an American president had ever actually met with anybody of the supreme leader of North Korea, and it seemed to go pretty well, all things considered. So I think talking's better than not talking, generally.
Oh, yeah.
But that seemed to upset Bill, who's on the line here from Albuquerque. I'm going to continue, because he stuck with us here, and I appreciate the continued conversation. It's nice to have a good challenge here on the air. And, Bill, you were saying just before we went to break that you must live in a bubble because the education is wonderful there in Albuquerque. The roads are perfect.
I did not say wonderful. I did not say wonderful. I'm saying the education is good.
It's
not bad. The education is fine. These kids go through school through a system, that has put some rules in place. And they teach him some stuff.
You know what's super creepy? I just saw a series of photos from my old high school. I've been out of high school for 20 years, basically, at this point. But the campus is still down there where I went. I'm from Florida originally. And the campus has been now adorned with huge metallic barriers. It used to be a very wide open campus. It was like one of these campuses where there was no hallways. It's just like sort of like a building and then connected to another building by an overpass. You can cut through a big field, and it's very, very open, or at least it was. Apparently, recent years have resulted in them installing ridiculous metal barricades through what were previously the very kind of wide open pathways in this school, and it's basically become a locked down fortress. Is that something that makes you feel good?
No, that is something that's absolutely asinine, because they are trying to stop some guy with a gun to come in and shoot all the kids someday, and they're not going to do it because the guys, if they want to get in there, he's going to find a way in.
That's absolutely true. So we agree on that part that basically these schools are actually turning the turning into shooting galleries for psychopaths because right now all these metal gates are going to do is keep kids inside the school if they want to happen to escape during a mass shooting.
Well, yeah,
or
but
something
Ian,
like
not
that.
Not everywhere. I mean, like in New Hampshire, versus I think more versus like has the highest per capita gun ownership, or at least there's just a lot of guns in New Hampshire. And most schools, maybe in Manchester, maybe aside from the cities, most schools don't have any of that. Like, I had open campus in my high school.
That's true. Right? They're not all like that yet, but they're getting that way.
Blaming the gun, it just doesn't work.
No, I'm blaming the government, because they're the ones that are creating these, essentially, day prisons for children. And, you know, while some people can get a decent education if they pay enough attention and they luck out and they get some semi-decent teachers, what we can't compare is what it would be like without the current system that we have. We can't compare apples to oranges. We don't have two separate timelines, you know, to know exactly how much better a marketplace in education would be. But that's what I advocate, because I don't, under any circumstances, Bill, as a, you know, somebody who likes the idea of progressing towards liberty, I don't actually want to use violence against my neighbors. Do you?
Of course not. But
no,
when you say liberty, what do you define that as?
Didn't you just say that you want to take away people's guns, though?
No, he didn't say that.
Oh, he didn't.
He said he doesn't want to take away people's guns.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay.
So we agree on
that. Right. Yeah.
So he does want the government to take away some people's guns, like he said, crazy people.
Well, that's use of violence.
Well, yeah, and that's a problem.
Think,
so
you're advocating the use of violence.
I think you advocate liberty as let us do whatever the hell we want and let the government just keep...
No, because we're against the use of violence. I think all three of us are...
No. I'm in favor of defensive violence.
Right, I'm sorry. Outside of defensive violence, I meant.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's necessarily the case.
Okay, but you know what Mitt Romney used to say about self-government? That is not something that can exist. You have.
Why
to
would
have
anyone rules. Listen to Mitt Romney's opinion about self-government? I mean, he's an a-hole.
Well,
I mean, he's like a progressive Republican too. So I imagine,
I'm just saying that's what Republicans say when they say, "Let's take back our country. Let's have the liberty that the founding fathers," they keep quoting the founding fathers.
Who wants that? Because those people didn't even recognize blacks as full human beings. I mean, I don't think anybody that wants to go back to the founding fathers
has
really thought
very hard
about it.
Well, hold on now, Ian. Hold on now. That's your public school Florida education speech for you there. I mean, you know, it's like that verse. Yeah, versus if it was the three fifths of a person, that was because of that was to balance out the slave population's voting proportionality in the House with the
Well, they also wouldn't let women vote either. So,
you can't really
say those people were progressive. I mean, they might have been more progressive than King George. Okay, but still, also the Muslims were more progressive than the pagans. At their time as well. So, I mean, I can acknowledge, you know, in its time, some things are a step in the right direction, but now we should be able to look at the government as a coercive agency, as a monopoly on coercive force. And you're not in favor of monopolies, are you, Bill?
I am not in favor of monopolies. No.
Okay, good. So we're on the same page there. So we're on the same page on a lot of things. But as a liberty-minded person, I am somebody, and you know, as someone progressing towards liberty, I don't think that I think that people's choices need to be respected for themselves. As long as you're not harming another human being, then you should be allowed to live how you want, shouldn't you?
Yes, and like abortion, being gay.
Abortion is harming a human being.
Right.
Well, now that's an argument that we can have another time. But, as far as I agree with you, if it's your body, you get to decide what to do with it.
If you go to the topics on that website, those are the topics that constantly get addressed against the Democrats as if they want to have this control over people, and they don't.
Oh, yes, they do. The Republicans and the Democrats want to have control over people. That's why they run for political office. That's the whole purpose of running for political office, is to control their neighbors. It's sick. Honestly, it's a real sickness when somebody cannot just allow other people to be free.
I don't agree with you on that.
You don't think it's sick to want to control your neighbors? Because I think so. What's wrong? What is right about wanting to tell your neighbors how to live?
If my neighbor has a a 50 round, whatever, I don't know anything about guns, but one of those magazines that holds 200 bullets.
You mean like a drum? You mean like a drum magazine?
I don't want him to have it.
Why not?
Because at one point, somebody's going to get a hold of that gun and do some damage.
That's pretty paranoid.
There's
hundreds of millions of guns in the United States, and most of them are
this is what they call FUD. You're being used.
If you're uncertainty in doubt?
Yeah, if you're uncertainty in doubt, right. So they're scaring you into a position that is not based off rational, logical arguments. There are a lot of risks out there, but having a gun, your neighbor having a gun is not one of the major risks in your life.
It's actually probably going to increase your likelihood of safety if your neighbor has a gun. If something bad happens, he could come to your aid.
I'm not even going to go that far. I'm just going to say
when has anybody with a gun come to the aid somebody else in Aurora or in Florida or in any of these schools?
Are you actually bringing up school shootings as an example of when somebody with a gun didn't show
Aurora
up?
Aurora was a theater, a movie theater.
Yeah, or in Las Vegas, there was 4,000 people. When did somebody come with a gun and kill the guy that was shooting everybody up? Never.
Well, no, hold on now. It absolutely has happened. There was a church shooting in Texas, and someone went in, shot up a church, and one of the neighbors or someone had a rifle and chased the shooter.
That's right. I believe helped apprehend him.
You have to remember that there's places that you can't take guns into, and thus only the person with the gun who's trying to commit violence is going to have the gun.
The person willing to break the laws.
Right, exactly. So you're only allowing the law breakers to actually possess the guns. And that's why you end up a lot of times with these situations where you have these mass shootings in schools and in movie theaters and so on.
Because if they had a list of it, who has the guns, they would go and get them from them.
How are you going to get a gun that's been printed, that's been 3D printed, or it's been drilled using other techniques, or it's been mailed, interstate commerce,
by definition,
international commerce?
Well, that's what they want.
I mean, the idea that you're going to you're going to be able to stop somebody is utterly ridiculous.
By definition, if you're a lawbreaker, you're willing to break the law,
right.
So therefore, you're willing to go ahead and buy a gun from, let's say, a cartel or somebody else who's willing to sell it to you illegally, and so therefore, taking guns away doesn't actually do anything to affect a real
psychopath. It just pushes underground.
Thank you, Bill. I think that's been an interesting conversation. I would invite you to call any time with your perspective. I appreciate hearing from you. Plus, again, whether it's drugs or it's guns or whatever other thing we're talking about, underage alcohol or, prostitution, all these things are things that people should be able to possess and do on their own volition. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.